Chris Davis. This is Gareth Davis, and today we're talking about what movie characters would be useful in a football team.
I'll tell you what, the team sheet's out, mate. What we've done, we've both picked 11 characters, and 11 aside,
yeah,
we're just going to pit them against each other. One of the caveats was, you can't have superheroes. We can't have Superman in goal, or the Flash running up and down.
No.
What formation have you gone for?
I've gone for a 3-4-3. A bit continental, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
with a holding midfielder.
4-4-2, me. Traditional. Straight out the 90s.
Meat and potatoes.
Don't worry about it.
Boring. 4-4-2.
Who's your keeper and back line?
My keeper? I think I've done quite well with my keeper. I've gone for the great Fezzik from The Princess Bride, Andre the Giant. For obvious reasons. One, he's filling that goal. It's hard to score past a giant, let's be honest. And two, you know, he's the scene where he's throwing the rock.
Oh, yeah, actually.
Distribution with the ball, mate.
He's just going to chuck it.
Think of his distribution. Counter-attacking football, thanks to Andre the Giant's behemoth lobs up the pitch.
Interesting. I've got, well, the type of person you want in goal, the cat. And I've literally gone for the cat. It's only Lion-O.
I think he's a superhero.
Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
No, he's a cartoon. No way. He has literally got the agility of a cat. So.
Seems to me that you broke the rules straight away.
No way. You've got a man who can't move, or...
He can.
He can't move that much.
He can.
No.
Yes, he can.
No.
So my back three then, back line, I've gone for experience, Gat. Right. I've gone for age and wisdom and experience. Right. So on the right-hand side of my three, I've got Old Man Marley from Home Alone.
Okay,
Think about it. We're in the UK. We're about to get hit by a harsh winter. Right. He's good in the snow. He can play outfield. If you get past Old Man Marley, known as the South Bend shovel murderer or something like that, he will just pan you with his shovel. Right, no messing. Pang! As soon as they try and get past. Now, alongside him, I've got Father Jack Hackett from Father Ted.
You've got three players now with a combined age of 200 or something.
Experience, yeah. Experience. Well, and they're tough. Experience. They're not like modern players, are they? Think of Father Jack, right? Yeah, he likes a beer. But that's your typical Sunday league player, isn't it?
That is true.
Father, are you awake? We have a visitor.
Take off!
Yeah, you might have to knock him up on a Sunday morning at half eight or whatever. But once he's been in the change rooms and he's had his can, he's on fire, mate. On fire. Try and get past him. You won't.
Fake!
Now, you think back to 1989. England versus Sweden, right?
Yeah.
Terry Butcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Massive cut on his head, that iconic picture, all claret, all covering his England top. I've only gone for his mum, Pat Butcher, from EastEnders.
Oh, my God.
What? It's in the blood. She's ran the Queen Vic and all that kind of thing, so she's used to the argy-bargy, mate. Going to take any shit off any of your players?
You bitch!
So that's my back three, experienced.
When you get your FIFA rankings though, I think pace is not going to be your friend. And when we get to my up front...
When you got 10 yards up there, mate, you don't need it. Go on then.
Right back, Chicago's finest, Axel Foley. He went to Beverly Hills, not his home patch, so he can get out there and he absolutely dominated, yeah? Mm. A big character in the dressing room, a bit like Deadpool, I would say, but...
Yeah.
When he needs to get his head down, he does. He performs.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
My left back, Ahsoka Tano. She's tenacious and aggressive. She is willing to do the hard yards for the team and lay down her life. And if all else fails, she's got her lightsaber, so... Centre back. Physical presence in the heart of defence. A boy with a heart of gold. He's not worried about getting clattered. And if you see Rocky 3, he's got some nifty footwork. It's only Rocky Balboa.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
You know, you've got a big mouth, you know?
Next to him, a man used to the hostile stadium, yeah?
Yeah.
He can mix it with the Roma ultras.
Go on.
He's the father to a murdered son. Oh. Husband to a murdered wife. It's Maximus, Decimus, Meridius. Are you not entertained?
No. Let's move on to the midfield, shall we?
Go on.
So I want to play a holding midfielder
right,
in my team. And what I like about holding midfielders is they hold their position. They're not getting caught out of position. I don't want them to be too mobile.
Right.
So with that in mind, I've gone for Lieutenant Dan.
But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Yes, I know that.
Oh my God.
As a holding midfielder. Yeah. What's wrong with that? Leadership skills.
Yeah.
Yeah? Fearless. Bit miserable. Fair enough. But think about it. His positional play is going to be outstanding with Pat bossing him from behind as well. Yeah? If you two-foot him, one of your players, I don't know, runs up, boosh, titanium alloy.
That's going to say,
he's not even going to feel it.
Yeah.
Magic legs.
Up in front of him, I have got...
Somebody who's also like 100.
Well, no, no, no. I wanted someone who was tenacious, like a terrier in midfield. Yeah. And I wanted the ball winner. But someone who's not only the ball winner, but can play a bit as well. Mm. They got a lot up here. It's Carla Tortelli from Cheers.
Right.
Because she's got a real fiery attitude. Yeah, yeah. She gets stuck in. She'd be like a sort of female Billy Bremner. Left wing back.
Mm.
Nicholas Angel, hot fuzz.
Wow.
Cardio. He can jump over fences.
Yeah.
And think of that, the flying kick he does on the old woman. That's whatever your right back's going to get, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight in the mush.
Yeah.
Straight in the chops.
Finally, you've got someone decent in your team.
I've got a decent team. Listen, this is a team that gels.
Okay.
This is a team that gels. A right wing back, I have gone for Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Wow, okay.
From the Sandlot,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Pure pace. Think of that. Nicholas Ainge on the left, Benny the Jet on the right.
All right.
There's going to be some crosses into that box,
right,
mate,
yeah,
for my three front men. Three.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm worried about, yeah.
Mm, well, you're not so clever now, are you? Come on, who have you got to battle my guys? Who's going to take on Carla?
So, left wing, Katniss Evergreen. Evergreen, Evergreen, Evergreen.
Evergreen.
Said no one ever.
The accuracy, obviously, is going to be fantastic. Straight in there, energy to burn. Pinpoint accuracy on the crosses. On the opposite side, Beatrix Kiddo. Mainly due to her single-mindedness, yeah?
So she on the right-hand side?
She on the right-hand side.
Against Nicholas Angel?
Yeah. If you've seen her samurai skills, that's how she does her tackles. Straight through a man.
Nicholas Angel's not worried about swords? Have you seen him?
Look what I'm doing.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah. My defensive midfield, an enforcer, yeah, a guy with a great character,
yeah,
brilliant footwork, bizarrely likes to play barefooted. Yippee-ki-yay, it's John McClane.
Welcome to the party, pal.
I don't think he'd have the box-to-box.
He don't need it. Don't need
ability.
It. Because I mean, box-to-box is coming up next, mate. He's going to sit there. He's the Roy Keane man.
Get on with it.
He's absolutely rapid and has one hell of an engine, yeah?
Yeah.
No fear in any situation. Fantastic guile and cunning.
Go on.
Ethan Hunt. If you see the way he runs in any Mission Impossible, any Tom Cruise film, he is up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, but he's got no aerial threat. I think even Carla would beat him in the air.
Don't need it. Don't need it, mate.
Even Carla would beat him in the air. And then Lieutenant Dan would just...
Carla?
She'd have him
it's
for
breakfast. Because I've scouted your team. Carla is 4'2". So up against 5'6".
Yeah, but she's, you
Hunt.
Should see her spring.
I know she's got to do on it.
She's
but...
got mega fast twitch fibres, telling you now, from working behind the bar all the time, working fast.
Right, okay.
Right, up front then. So I've got my three up front.
Mm.
First is Emilio, the butler from Mr. Deeds.
Jeez, I'm crow, how'd you get down here so fast?
Sneaky, sneaky, sir. Right this way.
He could be at the back post 1 minute, front post the next. Penalty spot. He's there to tap it in. And how's he tapping it in, Gar? Because right in the centre, the big man, the classic big man up front, who's good in the air, but surprisingly agile with his feet. It's Sonny Lurch from the Adams family, isn't it? It's Sonny Lurch from the Adams. Well, you're not for that. Imagine coming up against Lurch. He's laying that ball down. And who's he laying that ball down to, Gar, apart from Emilio? John Creasy, the man on fire. The man who gets it done and finishes the job. He's the man I wanted up front. Finishes the job. No messing about. He's got a task. He's going to complete it.
Yeah.
And that task is scoring fantastic goals for my fantastic team that I've just outlined for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Combined age of 1,040.
Doesn't matter. Experience over everything.
So my first striker,
yeah. You
cannot terminate her football contract. It's Sarah Connor. Yeah. Not only is her shooting second to none, but losing for her is literally the end of the world.
We weren't allowed superheroes, were we? So no. I've not gone for a superhero.
Batman Liner.
But, well, I've kind of bent the rules slightly here.
Go on then.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
You can have him.
So thinking about your oldies at the back, I got Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, actually, that's a worry, actually.
Absolute speedster.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package.
He doesn't need to give him a yard head start. He can give him a weak head start because he's that fast. Free balls, that's it. Katniss and Beatrix Kiddo.
That is a worry. The pace, the pace is worrying me. I don't know how Pat Butcher's going to deal with it.
She's not.
How dare you!
Sonic will be roadkill when Pat gets hold of him, mate. And then old man Marley will just pan him, flatten him, roadkill.
That's your lot for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Davis Locker Podcast. This audio is actually taken from a YouTube video, and we encourage you to head on over there and subscribe to our channel. Search The Davis Locker. We're also across all social media, again with the Davis Locker username. Until next time, see ya!